Hello, my AudioBoo friends. It is February 8th, 2013. It is currently 9:30 in the morning. I'm about to sit down and get my work started. I've decided today to work from home because my daughter's school will most likely be letting them out early because of the weather. And speaking of the weather, I'm standing here at my window looking outside, and it's snowing. It's not snowing very hard, but it is blowing. The wind has really picked up, and it's blowing snow, and we've got drifting snow, and there's even drifting snow in my driveway, just to show you how severe the wind is. And although I probably could have made it to work without a problem, my worry is more getting home after work, because they're saying the brunt of the storm will hit sometime in the afternoon and go on during the rest of the evening. So we're not supposed to be getting a lot here in Montreal, maybe 10 to 15 centimeters. I think that's what they're calling for. They're calling for a lot more in Ottawa, up to 25, maybe even 30. And I got a feeling that we might get a little bit more than the anticipated 15. So this is going to be a long boo. I'm thinking of doing just a series of very short boos and just update you as the day goes along as to what the weather looks like. And I will be listening to Fireman Rich down there in the state of New York and see how he's doing, because the east coast of the U.S. is supposed to get really hit by this thing. Boston, they're calling for upwards of 40 and 50 centimeters of snow. So that's just nuts. That's a lot of snow. Anyway, I wish them all the best, and hopefully we'll get through this. Personally, I have a feeling this might be winter's last big hurrah. I don't know why. I just have a strange feeling. I mean, by next week, the temperature is going up to 5 degrees with rain. So a lot of the snow we're going to get today is going to be basically gone. And long-term forecasts look like things are going to warm up. Now, that doesn't mean that we might not get a major storm. There's usually a major storm sometime in March. I've seen as many as two, but for some strange reason, I got a feeling things are going to taper off rather quickly. I could be wrong, but let's just say that's my prediction, and we'll see how I do in the next few weeks going into sort of the latter part of February and then the start of March. Usually March is known as the month of storms, and we'll see if that bears out this year, or if everything's been shifted backwards maybe a couple of weeks. Not sure. Looks strange. You know, it's hard to figure out weather patterns and variations. I have a friend of mine who actually works for Environment Canada, and the last time I spoke to him years ago, he was telling me that their computer models were having a hard time keeping up with reality. Every time they ran a computer model and waited to see what would actually happen, they were wrong most of the time. The computer models, they keep tweaking them and adjusting them, but every time they do, the weather plays a trick on them, and so their forecasts are wrong. And they're telling me, well, he was telling me that it's hard for Environment Canada to come out and say, well, you know what, we really don't know. It's a crapshoot. We have no idea what's going to happen. Obviously not. A lot of people rely on weather forecasts. And, you know, when it's a big event like this, they can usually call it because they see it building up and they see it coming up the coast. But when they do things like announce that Montreal, you know, it'll just skirt Montreal, and I don't know about that because things can change. It's rather unpredictable, and there's so many variables involved. So, anyway, but it's very interesting to talk about, right? Everybody loves to talk about the weather. All right, I'll be back probably in a couple of hours for an update. Thank you.